Christian family life through the lens of the Holy Family. In the vibrant mosaic of Christian teachings, the Holy Family of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus emerges as a timeless masterpiece for family life. This sacred trio provides a transcendent framework of virtues and values, offering a steadfast guide for Christian families across cultures and generations. As we navigate the intricacies of the modern world, it becomes increasingly vital to juxtapose the divine vision with secular proposals that often lead us astray. The Divine Blueprint, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. The Holy Family stands as an epitome of love, sacrifice, and obedience to God's will. Joseph, the humble and righteous foster father, demonstrates unconditional love and unwavering faith. Mary, the immaculate and obedient mother, embodies virtues of purity, humility, and complete submission to God's plan. Jesus, the Son of God, is the embodiment of divine love and mercy, teaching us through his life and words the essence of compassion, forgiveness, and selflessness. In Amoris Laetitia, Pope Francis underscores the Holy Family's significance as a guiding light for contemporary families, stating, "The family is a place where evangelical holiness is lived out in the most ordinary conditions. There, we find the core of our deepest human values, such as the sacredness of human life, the dignity of the person, the beauty of matrimony and family, and the joy of love. Are these attributes present in our families?" Christian family life, a sanctuary of love and solidarity. Contrary to the divine blueprint, the world often proposes a distorted version of family life, emphasizing individualism, materialism, and instant gratification. In this secular narrative, the sacred bonds of marriage and family are weakened, if not completely depleted, and values such as commitment and self-sacrifice are replaced by the pursuit of personal pleasure and success. Pope Francis, in his teachings, warns against the pitfalls of a self-centered culture. He urges families to resist the temptations of consumerism and individualism, emphasizing the importance of building a family life rooted in love, solidarity, and mutual support. He states, "In our families, we must learn to imitate the divine model of life, unity, and love. The family is a school of humanity, where we learn to live with others despite our differences and to belong to something greater than ourselves." Biblical foundations, strengthening the family bond. To comprehend the Christian perspective on family life, one must turn to the Bible, which provides a wealth of narratives and teachings. Ephesians 5:25 beautifully captures the essence of marital love, stating, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." This biblical injunction echoes the selfless love demonstrated by Joseph, who protected and cared for Mary and Jesus despite the challenging circumstances. The Gospel of Mark 10 verse 9 reinforces the indissolubility of marriage, emphasizing that, "What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." This biblical truth stands in stark contrast to the prevailing notion of disposable relationships in the secular world, urging Christian families to persevere through challenges and remain steadfast in their commitment. Contrasting values, secular proposals versus divine truths. In the secular world, the emphasis often lies on personal fulfillment and individual happiness at the expense of enduring commitments. This worldview is at odds with the Christian understanding of family, where self-sacrifice, forgiveness, and a shared commitment to God's plan are paramount. Also, this worldview does not tell you that individual happiness really does not exist. We are all made in the image and likeness of God, who is family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That worldly, self-centered, individualistic mold was not made for true and lasting happiness. Saint John Paul II, in his letter to families, warned against the dangers of relativism, stating, "The fundamental error of socialism is anthropological by nature. Socialism considers the individual person simply as an element, a molecule within the social organism, so that the good of the individual is completely subordinated to the functioning of the socio-economic mechanism." The secular worldview, detached from the moral compass provided by faith, often results in a devaluation of human life and relationships. Global impacts of worldly values on family life. The effects of the world's version of family, rooted in individualism and materialism, extend far beyond personal relationships. This secular perspective has profound implications for global stability, health, socioeconomics, and overall well-being. 1. Global stability. The breakdown of traditional family values contributes to social instability, leading to an increase in crime rates, substance abuse, and interpersonal conflicts. Strong families form the bedrock of stable societies, fostering a sense of community, responsibility, and shared values. 2. Health. The impact on mental and physical health is substantial. Disintegration of family bonds often leads to increased stress, anxiety, and depression. Studies consistently show that individuals from stable families tend to enjoy better mental and physical health outcomes. 3. Socioeconomics. The economic implications of family breakdown are significant. Single-parent households often face financial challenges, impacting children's education and future prospects. Stable families contribute to a more robust and sustainable socioeconomic structure. 4. Generational impact. The erosion of family values perpetuates a cycle of instability through generations. Children raised in broken families are more likely to face challenges in their own relationships and perpetuate the negative societal consequences. Building a counterculture, nurturing Christian families in a secular world. In the face of these challenges, Christian families are called to be a counterculture, standing firm in their commitment to God's plan for marriage and family life. Pope Francis encourages families to be islands of mercy in the midst of the sea of indifference, actively living out the gospel values in their homes and communities. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, known for her unwavering commitment to compassion and service, once said, "Love begins at home, and it is not how much we do, but how much love we put in that action." Christian families, inspired by the example of the Holy Family, are called to infuse their homes with love, becoming beacons of light in a world often clouded by darkness. Pope Benedict XVI, in his encyclical letter Caritas in Veritate, calls for an integral human development rooted in love and truth. He writes, "Development requires attention to the spiritual life, a serious consideration of the experiences of trust in God, spiritual fellowship in Christ, reliance upon God's providence and mercy, love and forgiveness, self-denial, acceptance of others, justice and peace." Conclusion: A call to holiness in family life. In a world marked by rapid changes and shifting values, the Holy Family stands as a timeless beacon of love, virtue, and obedience to God. Christian families are challenged to embrace their role as domestic churches, where faith is nurtured, virtues are cultivated, and the divine plan for marriage and family is lived out. As Pope Francis affirms, "The family is called to join in daily prayer, to read the Word of God and to share in Eucharistic communion, and thus to grow in love and become ever more fully a temple in which the Spirit dwells. By aligning our lives with the divine blueprint exemplified by the Holy Family, and considering the far-reaching impacts of secular proposals on global stability, health, and socioeconomics, we can contribute to the renewal of Christian family life. This renewal not only serves as a personal and communal transformation, but also as a powerful force for positive change in the broader world. The stability of nations is intricately linked to the health and well-being of families. As Christian families uphold values of love, self-sacrifice, and commitment, they become agents of healing in a fractured world." Saint John Paul II emphasized the importance of the family as the sanctuary of life. In defending the sanctity of life, he recognized the family as the primary institution where values are transmitted and a culture of life is fostered. When families embrace their divine calling, they contribute to a culture of respect for human dignity, from the unborn to the elderly. Moreover, the ripple effects of strong Christian families extend into the realms of education, economics, and social justice. Children raised in such environments are equipped with a moral compass that guides their decisions and actions in society. Stable families foster a sense of responsibility, encouraging individuals to contribute positively to their communities and the world at large. In the face of the challenges posed by the secular worldview, Christian families must stand as witnesses to the transformative power of faith. As Pope Francis reminds us, Christian families are missionary families, bringing the light of Christ to the world through their love, service, and unwavering commitment to God's plan. In conclusion, the Holy Family remains a source of inspiration and guidance for Christian families seeking to navigate the complexities of the modern world. By embracing the divine blueprint and resisting the allure of secular proposals, families become beacons of hope, contributing to global stability, health, and socioeconomic well-being. In answering the call to holiness within the family, we participate in a broader movement toward building a world that reflects the love, mercy, and justice of God. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Holy Guardian Angels, be always with us, guide and protect us. Amen. Over the coming weeks, months, and for as long as God wills it, we will be focusing on the family, as we are quite aware, and I am sure you are too, of how critical strong family values are to Trinidad and Tobago, and to our world. As always, please pray for us and share our posts with as many persons as possible. God bless you.